Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks for being here with us on this Wednesday afternoon. I did it again. Wednesday afternoon. I don't know why I'm having trouble with days lately. We got a great show for you. 2 hours of open forum. Second hour, Jimmy Akin. First hour, Trent Horn. Try to beat that. That is a pretty darn good show. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. I'll give that out a couple more times because then I got to give out the other phone number today. 888-318-7884. If you have a question about the faith, whether you share the faith with us or do not, whether you are a believer, not a believer, if you've got a question about God, you've got a question about Jesus, you got a question about the Bible, 888-318-7884. The reason I will only be giving out that number right there and not more is that we've got to give out the other number, which is our pledge drive number. The way we keep this show on the air is we come to you and ask you to help us pay the bills for the next 3 months. People are very generous and do that. And in a special way, I'd like to invite those who have not given before today, because in recent years, many of our donors have become monthly donors. So they're probably listening now and they're saying, well, maybe I could up it by $5 or something, or $10 or whatever they could do, but they're already supporting us monthly. So we're looking for, especially for those who can make a new donation today. And boy, do we have a match for you. Our goal for today, to be fully funded for today, and then tomorrow we'll end the pledge drive. The goal to be fully funded is $70,000 in the next 2 hours. And we have $70,000 left on our match. So it's a perfect matchup of goal and match. That means every dollar pledged today, up to $70,000, will be matched dollar for dollar. Let me give you out that phone number, and please pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Call and make your pledge. When you call, you're calling this building, you're calling our colleagues, you're visiting with people in the building with us, and if you'd like to share your story, if you'd like to share why you're giving, what Catholic Answers means to you, or anything else, you can do that. Take your time. But if you'd like to get done quickly with the process, just let them know. I'm in a bit of a hurry. They'll try to get you done in under 2 minutes. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Still looking for our first call for today. You could be the first caller if you dial right now. 888-291-8000. Please help us use up $70,000 of match money that we have today. There's that first caller. And here is our first guest, Trent Horn, apologist here at Catholic Answers, and the proprietor of the Council of Trent podcast and a YouTube channel. I want to stress YouTube channel because Trent is doing wonderful things on YouTube. Lots and lots of viewers there. Welcome, Trent Horn.
Thank you for having me, Cy.
I do know that you were making a special podcast before you came on the air with us because some of the big media companies are not always amenable maybe to the message that you have. And I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you're speaking out about it.
Yeah, I noticed this a few days ago, and then I did some research. And what happened was that for the Council of Trent podcast is hosted on a variety of platforms, including Apple Podcasts. But recently, Apple designated the Council of Trent with the explicit rating E. And so if you have, for example, explicit content turned off, you wouldn't be able to listen to the episodes. If you have kids listening, you might say, oh, you probably, you know, you shouldn't listen to that. But my podcast is certainly not explicit. I talk about mature subject matter, but I do so in a mature and professional way. So in having the whole thing designated that, we're fighting to try to get it changed back. But I've also noticed other more conservative podcasts, for example, have also been inexplicably rated explicit. The Whatever podcast, the secular dating podcast I went on that often speaks about things that are very inappropriate, is not rated explicit. So we've got a lot to fight, but that's why we're really thankful for all of our supporters. Just know that the world is up against us. We always have to fight an uphill battle. So if you want to help us to continue fighting that battle, the David against the Goliaths of the world, supporting us now during this drive. We would definitely appreciate that.
888-291-8000 is the number to go. We don't want to fight Apple. We don't want to fight Google. We don't want to be having these fights. But sometimes you got to, because, you know, Trent talks about pro-life issues. He talks a lot about Jesus and the church and salvation and all that stuff. And, you know, you would think that that would be not a problem, but unfortunately, some folks look at that and decide they want to put barriers up to it. There's no barriers on the radio waves right now, though, and there's thousands of people listening on the radio waves. That's because of you. Thank you for supporting us and helping to fund this show. Lots of lines open right now. $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match. I'm going to let Trent do his work right now because I do have plenty of calls on. So we'll go to the phones. So let me give out that number again. Great time to dial, especially early in the hour because the phones fill up later in the hour. Please help out. 888-291-8000. We'll go to Ella in Washington, D.C. now, listening on our website, Catholic.com. Ella, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Hi, Si. Hi, Trent. So nice to talk to you guys.
Hi,
I'm Bella.
Yeah. Bella. I apologize.
No, not at all. So today I had like a 30-minute conversation with a religious sister, and we were disagreeing over if Jesus knew he was God. And my standpoint, what I thought was the church's standpoint was that Jesus grew in human knowledge, but that in his ministry and when he died, he knew he was God. And she was coming more from the perspective of human limitations, and that, like, if Jesus knew he would be resurrected, instead of trusting in the Father, it'd be like if a teacher just said, "Oh, you guys are all going to get an A for the class." And And she said she taught a class on Jesus's humanity and divinity in the catechism about how, like, Jesus's knowledge evolves so that it's not in church teaching that Jesus knew he was God. And so I was just hoping to hear a response on that.
Yes. So we would understand who Jesus is. Jesus is a divine person, God the Son, with a divine nature, and in becoming man, he assumed a human nature. And so in doing that, Jesus does have two modes of knowledge. He has his divine knowledge, which is infinite, which is proper to his divine nature, but he also has his human knowledge, which is proper to his human nature. But it does not follow that because he had these different modes of knowledge, that therefore he didn't know that he was God throughout his ministry. When you look, for example, Pope Pius XII, in his encyclical Mystici Corporis, he writes, "From the moment of his incarnation, he, Jesus, possessed the beatific vision. And in that vision, he saw God in his essence and saw each and every one of us as well." So what this is saying here, and then when you go on through the catechism, it talks about how, yes, Jesus has different modes of knowledge, but he possessed the beatific vision, that immediate knowledge of God. We have to know God by analogy. Like Paul says, the things of heaven are like looking in a mirror dimly. Like, we can indirectly reason to God. We can feel God's presence in prayer, but we will not have the beatific vision until we enter into heaven with God. But Jesus had that in virtue of being a divine person from the very moment that he came into existence. Now, he still had to grow in his human knowledge. He had to, you know, Mary taught him his alphabetas and his Hebrew and his Aramaic, and he grew in that. But the Catechism is also clear in talking about Jesus knew the divine plans that were set before him, that he had come to inaugurate. So Jesus was certainly not wondering, "Oh, I'm going to go to the cross, and I hope this all works out." No, he certainly knew what would happen. But just because you know what is going to happen, it doesn't mean that you won't have anxiety towards it. The fact that Jesus knows that in being God, I mean, he prophesied in John chapter 2, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He's not talking about the second temple being constructed in Jerusalem. He's talking about the temple of his body that John tells us. So in being able to say that, he knows that he's going to rise from the dead. He predicts his resurrection. He makes that very explicit. But the fact that you know that's going to happen, he still experienced tremendous agony knowing the suffering that he's going to go through. The fact that things are going to turn out and you're going to conquer, it doesn't mean that you won't be apprehensive for the difficult journey that that lies ahead. I mean, if you went in, for example, for a painful medical procedure and the doctors told you, guess what? We normally don't do this. We have 100% confidence you will turn out just fine. You'd still have anxiety about the painful procedure. And Christ experiences this in the agony, in his agony in the garden, but it does not shake his faith in any way, shape, or form. He has his perfect knowledge of the plans he's come to reveal and his role in achieving salvation for those who are in Christ, for those who choose to respond to God's grace. So I hope that is helpful for you. And actually, you know what, Ella, if you stay on the line, I'll send you a copy. Stay on the line. I'd love to send you a copy of my book, Counterfeit Christ, which covers a little bit of this in there.
Yeah, very good.
We'll do that for you.
Thank you, Bella. Thanks very much. The number here, if you'd like to help us, and we do ask your help, what we do here at Catholic Answers is explain and defend the Catholic faith, as you just heard Trent Horn do there. And the broadcast is given to anyone around the world who wants it. It can you can if you want it for your radio station, you want it for your internet radio network, whatever you got, we'll give it to you for free. And the reason we can do that is because you support it. Why should you support it? Because it's the most important message in the world. And we've got fine people like Trent Horn to share that message. So it's the importance of the message and also the quality of the messengers here that you'll find in very, very few places. If you'd pick up the phone and call right now, every dollar of your pledge, every dollar of your gift, whether you give $1 right now or give $1,000 a month for the next 12 months, it's all matched up to $70,000. Could we kind of get a little bit of a run on the phones now? We've got 16 of our friends and colleagues here in the building waiting on the phones, and they'd really like to take your call. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Maria in Pennsylvania, she's a 90-year-old monthly giver. She just called, and she was inspired by this quote and thought it might help others as well. Maria, I hope you are correct. She said this quote, "When you die, the only thing you take with you is what you've given away." Well, there's something very, very true about that. What lasts is love. And the way that we love one another is very often in supporting, in giving, in sharing what we have with others. So, you know, I will say, I think the whole thing is an act of love. Catholic radio, Catholic media. And I know the people, you know, who come on this show, it's an act of love. They're not doing it because they, you know, that this is their ticket or something. They're doing it because this is the thing they've been called to, and it is loving to share the good news, to share the gospel in a confused, upset, worried, anxious, and angry world. 888-291-8000 is where you can go to call to make your pledge of support. Don't forget, every dollar today, up to $70,000, is matched by generous donors dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. Six calls just came in. 12 of our colleagues on the line. That means six ready for you. Fill up those lines, please. 888-291-8000. Are you enjoying working, Trent? Should I just send you back to do more work? Or?
Oh, absolutely. No. But I would also like to let everyone listening know that a lot of times we feel like, oh, I want to evangelize. I want to share the faith with others. And we absolutely should do that with the divine appointments that God makes for us with friends, family, and strangers across our paths. But sometimes we might feel like, oh, everybody who crosses my path except for strangers, they're Catholic. I have a hard time even just sitting down and sharing the faith with someone. That's what I love so much about Catholic radio, is that we enter the cars, the homes, the YouTube channels of people who are open to the gospel. It's why they're listening. They're open to the Catholic faith. And we get to share with them. And so by supporting us, you get to partner with us, that in supporting us, you really are a part of this movement to evangelize. That evangelism is not just the one person who goes out and says the words. Some people might say, you know, I'm not the best speaker. I'm not the best debater. I'm not the best presenter. But I can help. I've known people when I've done evangelism work on university campuses, they didn't talk to students, but they made us big trays of lasagna for the dinner afterwards. And that helped us because when we were full of lasagna, then we're good and we can go right back out there and evangelize.
Amen to that. If you've got some lasagna and you call up, and I'm using lasagna there cleverly as a metaphor for dollars, 888-291-8000. And all of your lasagna matched dollar for dollar today, 888-291-8000. All right, let's let Trent do what he loves to do and the thing that you make it possible for him to do. We'll go all the way down to Australia. Jacob is in Australia listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Good morning, Jacob. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Good morning. It's great to be talking with you guys. So my wife is Protestant, and I was talking to one of the pastors at our church about the issue of the canon and sola scriptura. And he lent me James White's book, and in particular, I wanted to take a look at the section where he talks about the canon. And my conclusion of that was that everything that he described about how we came to understand the canon is basically exactly the same as the Catholic understanding of tradition. Right. And I don't know if I was missing something there or something, but that was my understanding. But like what I want to take away from that is like, yeah, James, that's exactly what we believe as Catholics. So given that you're about to debate him, I kind of assumed you'd be the best man to ask about whether or not he actually does believe something different to us.
Yeah, well, I think he would say he definitely believes something different from Catholics. What is difficult when talking about the canon is there are two extreme positions that are false. So one would be a caricature of the Catholic position, which is that the Catholic Church determined which books are the inspired word of God. The church did no such thing. So James is correct when he says that God determines which human writings are inspired through the act of inspiring the human authors to write scripture. So the church doesn't determine what is the canon. God does that. But the church also, the other extreme would be saying that the church merely discovers the canon, that the church is a fallible collection of human beings, and God worked with this fallible group and guided and led them, and thankfully they were able to stumble upon this the canon of scripture. That there's a difference. You know, we're not going to say the church determined the canon, but we wouldn't say also that the church merely discovered it. We want to talk about, well, how did God reveal to human beings that these books were inspired? Now, James, in his book Scripture Alone, he tries to make this argument saying that there's two kinds of canons. There is the canon in God's mind when he decides to inspire, and then there's a canon two, the canon that appears when all the books are written. And so the canon existed the moment that the last book of the Bible was written, whichever one that was. That's something you would debate about right there. And so what he would say is that, and I think he might also borrow from Michael Kruger a little bit here, that the canon of scripture is not something that's in the Bible, but it kind of is in the Bible. It's an artifact of divine revelation. The Bible itself attests that it is the inspired word of God. And so it reveals itself, and the church comes to recognize this and then pass that truth on. So as Catholics, we would say, no, the church doesn't determine canon. It doesn't merely discover canon or the list of the biblical books. It declares it. It has authority to declare. And so the first time this authority was used was when there was debate about the sacred writings at the regional councils of Hippo and Carthage and the Synod of Damasus in Rome, that the church makes a declaration with its magisterial authority. It's not infallible authority, but it does use that authority to settle disputes that were going on at that time about the biblical canon. And you see a lot of uniformity in the canon after that is made. The church that does not exercise its infallible teaching authority until the Protestant Reformation, maybe at the Council of Florence also, but not till the Protestant Reformation, the Council of Trent, when you have the reformers rejecting the deuterocanonical books of the Old Testament, people talking about rejecting some of the books of the New Testament. You have some Protestants who are squeamish about the letter of James because it talks about being justified not by faith alone. And the church once again makes a declaration in that state and an infallible one to prevent people from falling into heretical error. So the declarations are made, but even before the declaration was made, the church, through the teachings, through the liturgy, is able to pass on this tradition, pass on what is taught, pass on which writings are considered worthwhile, which are considered scripture. But that's a process that develops over time. The authority that people would look to, if you go to the early second century, for example, St. Ignatius of Antioch didn't tell people to follow your Bible. He said, follow the bishop as Jesus Christ follows the Father. So there is an element of the church receiving this tradition and receiving its understanding of scripture over time. But that would be an impoverished view if you left out the fact that the church has authority to declare and teach the body of Christ that this is scripture in a fallible way, sorry, in a non-infallible way in the 4th century and in an infallible way in the 16th century. But I hope it's helpful for you. I would recommend actually, Jacob, if you give us your email address, we could email you a copy of Jimmy Akin's book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. And I think that'd be very beneficial to you.
Thank you, Jacob. Hey, this is our one chance to come to you. Every 3 months, we get an opportunity to come to you for 3 days and ask you for your support to help us be fully funded for the next 3 months. We are almost halfway through. We've got a long way to go, but we have $70,000 of match money today. And we have a $70,000 goal. It just had that actually is a coincidence that those two things matched up today. But please help, 888-291-8000. You probably give to EWTN. You probably give to your local radio network or station. Very good things to do. Those are important apostolates. What you're supporting when you give to us is the programming. We produce this programming. We do tons of social media work around this programming. We produce podcasts all around the idea of explaining and defending the Catholic faith in a world that has become really very confused. The Catholic faith, because it is the faith that Jesus Christ came to give the world, is full of healing and help and clarity, and it really does change lives. So when you make that pledge, you're changing lives. You're doing the thing that Christ called us all to do. We're doing it together. That is going out and making disciples of all the nations. Perfect time to pick up the phone now, 888-291-8000. I'm enjoying listening to Trent, so I'm going to keep going back there. But I'll tell you what, 12 lines open right now. This is a great time to call and make your pledge. Let me just suggest one thing, Trent, to folks, and then I'll go back to letting you answer questions. And that is, you know, every dollar is matched dollar for dollar today, up to $70,000. But maybe you could become a monthly donor to Catholic Answers. It just takes $10 a month, a pledge of $10 a month, which is matched. The full $120 is matched today if you make that pledge. But for you to become a member of Society 315, you know what you get? You get the T-shirt, you get the car magnet, you get all kinds of wonderful material throughout the year, and we have the Hallow Premium app to give you today. That is, you get a full year of the number one Catholic prayer app. Just pick up the phone right now, call 888-291-8000, and all that is yours for $10 a month. And it's doubled, so you're helping us a great deal, and we'd love to send you those gifts. Maybe you could be a $20,000 a month. Well, if you want to, you can. But maybe you could be a $20 a month giver. And then, in addition to what I just said, we'll also send you Pope Peter Joe Heschmeyer's book on the papacy and Bible Mary, Father John Wise's beautiful new book about the Mother of God, of Jesus in the Word of God, a beautiful book on reading Scripture and finding Mary all through it. Just call 888-291-8000. There are zero calls on right now. We've got a long way to go, and that means this is the perfect opportunity for you. Could you become a monthly donor right now? If you can come in at the $45 a month level, all that, and Trent's Mormonism, of course, at the School of Apologetics. You get the whole course at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. 888-291-8000. Please fill up the phones right now. We need your help. We have $70,000 in match money to use today. $70,000 of match money and just one person on the phone right now. When you think of the hundreds of radio stations out there, when you think of all the ways people can access us through social media and on the web, now there are two folks on the line. There's many more I know who would like to or could right now pick up the phone and call. You're also helping those who can't pick up the phone and call, who are not in a position where they are able to give. But there are many, many people, but maybe they're in prison, maybe they're in a hospital, maybe they're catching us in New Jersey traffic or Oklahoma traffic or Australia traffic right now. All around the world, people in traffic are listening to this signal, they're listening to this message, and it's changing lives. Maybe they are not in a position to support Catholic Answers. You are. Pick up the phone and call. Five on the line right now. 10 lines available. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. We're going to take a little more than 90 seconds out for a break. A great 90 seconds, they can get you done. Just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. And then I see a very, very interesting question for Trent coming up when we get back. So maybe you can come in at that $10 level, maybe $20, maybe $45 a month. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum. Second hour, Jimmy Akin will be here with us. This hour, Trent Horn. We're also asking you for your support to keep Catholic Answers going for the next 3 months. That's 888-291-8000. But I said I'm going back to Trent with another question. So, Trent, get ready to work. We're going to Mexico. Sergio is just south of the border next to us, watching on YouTube. Sergio, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Yeah, it's very good to be back here. Thank you, guys.
Well, it's very nice to have you.
Thank Trent.
Yes.
Thank you to Trent, since you were one of the people who helped me a lot to not lose my faith when I was going through the strongest crisis of faith I have ever had. So thank you very much.
Praise be to God.
So my question is, there is a difficult passage that I saw on an atheist channel that they used to prove that Jesus was a prophet who failed. And they quote Matthew 24:34, this passage when Jesus says, "I truly say to you that this generation shall not pass until all these things happen." So they say, well, clearly that generation died. So that easily refutes the veracity of Jesus as a prophet of God. So I read in a USCCB commentary that there is no satisfactory answer in this passage, since it seems that Matthew was indeed referring to this, to his contemporary generation. So my question is, what to do in this type of difficult passage when we don't have an
answer? I'm sorry I interrupted you. I didn't mean to, Sergio, but thank you.
Yeah, what I would say, Sergio, is that when we look at the whole context of the passage in Matthew 24 and the parallel passage in the other synoptic gospels in Mark and Luke, we see that while Jesus in some parts of this discourse called the Olivet, Mount Olivet discourse, is talking about the end of the world and his second coming, he's also talking about an earth-shattering event that would be the end of the world as the Jews knew it. And that would be the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, and in particular, the destruction of the temple. So before that verse, it talks about how immediately after the tribulation, the sun will darken, moon will not give life, the stars will fall from heaven. Part of that is reflected in his second coming at the end of time. But this also has an application to the destruction of the temple, because the interior of the temple was adorned with celestial objects and, you know, images of stars and other things like that. And so if the temple were destroyed, that would be like the world, the universe of the Jewish people at that time, which the temple was the focal point where you came to meet God, where you came to offer sacrifice. And if that were destroyed, that really would be the end of the world. And so Jesus talks throughout this entire discourse about understanding the signs of the times, the seasons, knowing that you can even see that there will be trouble that will eventually lead to the destruction of the city, which people were able to see when that happened in the year 70. So if you would like, if you could hang on, Sergio, we actually have a book on that at Catholic Answers. We could send an electronic copy to you. I'm trying to top my head. I know that we have a book on, what was it, David Curry? I think he wrote, What Did Jesus Really Say?
About the End of the World.
About the End of the World. Yeah. That was right. So we could send you a copy of that by electronic mail. Yeah, What Jesus Really Said About the End of the World by David Curry.
Hang on, Sergio. We'll get that your information and send that off to you. Thank you very much. Also, at our conference, Jimmy Akin will be speaking. We have a conference on the parables and sayings of Jesus Christ coming up in September here in San Diego, and Jimmy Akin's talk will be on the Olivet Discourse. One thing that Trent knows is these difficult passages are quite answerable. It's unfortunate that we have Catholic bishops' organizations saying there's no real answer, because they have been answered many times. Trent even wrote a book himself about hard sayings. I want to welcome to the studio the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Chris, I assume you are here to talk about the fact that we are raising funds, that we have a $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and people can call 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Thanks for having me in, Cy, and thanks, Trent, for a little of your time. Trent yielded some of his time to me.
All right.
You know how they yield
back and all that stuff.
Yeah, they yield time. 888-291-8000. So I want to start by saying thank you to everyone who's already donated. Looking at the data from yesterday, the first day of our drive, almost half of the people who donated yesterday were new givers.
People who had
44%. 44% of yesterday's givers were people who had never given to Catholic Answers. And so I want to say especially thank you to them, because you've been appreciating the show, or you've recently found the show, you understand the good work that it's doing, the effect that it's had in your own life, the effect that it has in the lives of other people, like Sergio, who was just on the call, who said to Trent, "Trent, you got me through a grave moral crisis in my life." Right? That's Trent Horn. They've never met, but because of this radio program and Trent's podcast, Trent is able to do that. Trent's able to do that.
Right.
And this is true of all of our apologists, of Jimmy, of Tim, of Carlo, of Joe, and of you, Cy. The people who, the number of people that the regular guests on the show and the host and then the broader circle of guests that we have on the show who've helped, we have no idea. We know some of them because they send us letters, they send us emails, they tell us how Catholic Answers Live has brought them to the church, brought them to a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. But we're going to meet the other ones, please God, on the other side of the veil. And my friends, So are you. 888-291-8000. When you get to the other side of the veil, and we're praying for you that you're on the right side of the other side.
we are indeed.
Yes, we are. You're going to meet a lot of people who are going to come up to you and say something like this. Thank you for helping Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah.
Because that show brought me into the Catholic Church. That show brought me to the sacraments. That brought me to the fullness of understanding of Scripture, like Trent Horn just described right there. Now, my friends, not everybody's going to be Cy Kellett or Trent or Tim or Jimmy, who put years and years and years of training and practice into their art of apologetics. And these guys could have been anything. I mean, you could have been a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, all I needed was talent. The only thing I was lacking was talent.
You know, Jimmy could have been like a riverboat captain or something.
You know, Mark Twain.
Tim could have been a famous spelunker. I don't know, but all of these guys, instead what they chose to do was to devote the fullness of their energy, their hearts, their intellectual energy to become very good at apologetics.
Chris, I actually turned down an opportunity to be Shia LaBeouf's stunt double to pursue... Catholic apologetics. So,
you made the right choice, Trent.
Trent could have been making a lot more money. So my friends, 888-291-8000. Those of us who can't be apologists, I'm one of them. I can't be. I'm never going to be great like these guys are. We can do something else. I can help put the parts together here as president of Catholic Answers and go out and find money to make this thing run. But all of you can join us in our mission. Every single one of you can partner with us and participate with us in spreading the gospel. And my friends, you've heard me say this on the radio before, if you are a confirmed Christian, a confirmed Catholic, you have an obligation. That's the word in canon law. That's the word in the catechism. You're obliged to spread the gospel. Not like, oh, it's a cool idea if you have time. No, you are obliged. And one of the ways you can do that is follow the precept of the church to support the church. And one of the ways you can follow that precept of the church is to support Catholic Answers. So 888-291-8000. There are ten lines open right now. My friends, we have $70,000 in a match that we have to meet today. So, can I keep going, Cy?
Please, I like it.
Folks, I need you to call now, 888-291-8000, and be as generous as you can. If you're a new giver, if you've benefited from this show, I know everybody listening to this show is benefiting from it, and one day you're going to realize it, or maybe you realize it now. Other people are benefiting from the program. They're being brought to Jesus Christ because of your generosity. If you've never given to our show before, please call right now. Just make a monthly pledge of $10. You'll join our 315 Society.
Hallow app for a year. The Hallow app premium.
In addition to that, you get your gift is going to be doubled for a whole year. So $10 is $20 a month to us. 888-291-1000. The other people I want to reach out to, Cy, are people who are capable of writing a large check.
Okay.
And some of them have been.
We do need those folks this time.
My friends, some of you have been deeply, deeply blessed. Maybe just in the last couple of years with the continued appreciation of the market. We take gifts of stock. It's very easy to do. Call and we can tell you.
Livestock and stock. I think. Oh, no, it's wheat. We got wheat one time.
Oh, we did. Given, yeah, we did.
We're given a gift of wheat.
888-291-8000. If you've profited in the market and you would like to avoid some capital gains, we can help you with that. There are many, many ways to give to Catholic Answers. I'll finish by saying this, Cy. I believe Catholic Answers is a really well-run organization. Now, I'm biased, I guess.
Since you run it?
Yeah. Well, in a sense. I mean, I try to stay out of the way of the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing. If you have a question about our efficiency, if you have a question about our books, if you would like to see, we're 4 stars on Charity Navigator.
That's amazing. 4 stars.
If you would like to have a sense of what we plan to do over the next 4 or 5 years and you want to talk to me about it because you're interested in making a major investment in Catholic Answers, call and say, hey, I'd like to talk to the president. I'd like to give him a call. I'd like him to give me a call. And we can set that up.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. If you want to do it safe and secure online, it's just as easy, as fast, and it gets the same match, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you'd prefer to text on your telephone, just text the word Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. Two more things, Cy.
Okay.
All right. The first is this. My friends, if you could write a check, I use this one every time, but it's true. If you could write a check for $100 and know that someone's going to join the Catholic Church, you would do that, right? You'd write a check for $1,000 or $10,000 if you could. If you knew at the other end of that check, mm-hmm. someone was going to become a Catholic. My friends, this program is used by the Holy Spirit every single day that it's on the air to bring people who are not in the Catholic Church into the Catholic Church. That's what this program does. It also strengthens the faith of practicing Catholics. And it also equips those practicing Catholics to go be combat multipliers for our effort, as we used to say in the Marine Corps, to go out and invite those people in. So I know that if you could write a check for $100 and bring somebody to the Catholic faith, that's what you'll do. That is what you will do. And here's the other thing, Si. We know we're living in a difficult time. We talk about this when we do our flannel panel. It's a confused time in the church. It's a deeply confused time in the world. Chaos. There's a lot of sorrow. I'm going to tell you something where there is no sorrow. And it's on this program. This show is informed by joy and by love of Jesus Christ and by the celebration of the gospel. And the Catholic faith, as we are representing it to the world, my friends, is exactly the kind of faith. We're not part of the outrage industry. We're not here to make you angry. We're here to help you fall more deeply in love with the gospel and in love with Jesus Christ. And Si Kellett, this man here, and his guests, they do this with joy and love of Jesus Christ that is so palpable. So you're supporting that as well. 888-291-8000. Folks, we got to make $70,000 today. And I need you to call us and be super do generous.
Super generous, because there's 60,000 to go in that match money today. 60,000 still to use up. Maybe you can do that $1,000 gift, $2,000 gift. There are some who can do those $5,000 and $10,000 gifts. It would be greatly appreciated. And as Chris said, if you want to talk to him about the books, just tell the person you're talking to on the phone that you'd like to see the books, and we'll do that. 888-291-8000. Chris, thank you very much.
God bless you, Sal. I'll be back in the next hour.
All right.
888-291-8000.
More good news from Chris Check. 888-291-8000. Back to the other phone lines we go to let Trent do his work. Lewis is in Fort Worth, Texas, watching on YouTube. Lewis, we're awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Hi, good evening. I'm a convert to Catholicism from Judaism, actually a former rabbi.
Wow.
Yes. I was attending a class at my local parish, and the topic of salvation, Jews and Jews going to heaven came up. And I asked several times to make sure that I was understood. And I was told that had I not come to Catholicism, remained a good rabbi, taught the Ten Commandments, and did good works, I would remain in God's good graces and attain salvation. Is that the church's official teaching?
Right. So that is not the church's official teaching. That would presuppose that there are two equally valid paths to heaven when there is one path. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, that does not mean that Jewish people are condemned, definitely going to hell, or even that Jewish people have the same relation to God as other non-Christians, because they do not. St. Paul was very clear about this in his letter to the Romans, in Romans chapter 11, I think it's Romans 11, 26. He talks about his hope that all Israel would be saved. And he talks about how the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable, that God loves his people that he chose, beginning with Abraham and going forward. He still has not forsaken them, even though the vast majority of them have failed to recognize the Messiah in Jesus Christ, that he still loves and cares for them just because of the faith of their forefathers. And so God draws them to himself, has a special care for them, but ultimately does want them to come into full communion with Christ and with his church. So there was a statement in 2015 from the Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews called, citing that passage from Romans, what Paul says, the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. And it says, God has never revoked his covenant with his people Israel. There cannot be different paths or approaches to God's salvation. The theory that there may be two different paths to salvation would in fact endanger the foundations of the Christian faith. So what it says, though, it notes two things here. One, because of the insensitivity of anti-Semitism throughout history, which unfortunately was practiced by some Catholics in church history, and what the document says in light of the horror of the Holocaust, or what Jews called the Shoah, there is a sensitivity here. So it says the Catholic Church does not have a specific institutional mission work directed toward Jews. But it does say Christians are nonetheless called to bear witness to their faith in Jesus Christ, also to Jews, although they should do so in a humble and sensitive manner. So it is not the case that the church has taught that the Jews, Jewish people should simply be ignored or left alone, that God has a separate and equally valid plan for them. On the other hand, though, the church recognizes that in evangelizing and witnessing to Jewish people, we do so in a sensitive way, different from others, given the unfortunate history of anti-Semitism in world history and even in Catholic history. But I would say, Lewis, Mazel Tov on Discovering Christ Church. And a good book that I would recommend would be Salvation is from the Jews by Roy Schumann. A very good book on the relationship between Judaism and Catholicism. Salvation is from the Jews by Roy Schumann. But thank you so much for calling.
What a beautiful call. Thank you. I hope that was helpful. Usually we'd like to make these things conversations, but we're less able to do that when we are in the midst of our three-day fundraiser. So I apologize for that. But call back if you'd like to talk again. We have to take a quick break. As we go to that break, I will ask you again. Lots of folks just called when Chris Cech made his appeal. The lines were full, and now there are lines open again. So if you were thinking about it, now is a great time to call. 888-291-8000. We have a $70,000 goal today. We have $70,000 in match money. That means any money given today, whether a monthly pledge or a one-time gift, is matched dollar for dollar, 100%, both hours today. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul Street Evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest is Trent Horn. Next hour, it'll be Jimmy Akin. And our topic, well, whatever's on your mind, it's an open forum. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Hey, this is our one opportunity to come to you this quarter and ask you for your funding help in order to produce this program, which is listened to by many, many, many people around the world through various apps, including our own app and the EWTN app, radio stations, radio networks, social media outlets. And it reaches people with a very simple message, the message of hope given in Jesus Christ and carried through the centuries by his church, the Catholic Church. We want everyone to receive the message that God loves them, that God's love is personal, eternal, irrevocable, and that all they need to do is to turn to Christ and his church and accept that love. And then there are the fonts of healing in the sacraments and eternal life awaiting them. So we really, and there's moral clarity in it as well. So that's why people who are not Catholic support this program often. They say, look, where else are we going to get this kind of moral clarity? They are often our brothers and sisters of other Christian denominations, but sometimes they're not Christians, but they know that on the dial, somewhere on that radio dial, if someone is making moral sense, it's going to help someone. It's going to make a difference in a world that has lost its moral sense. You can make your pledge right now, up to $70,000. It's all getting matched, 888-291-8000. But we've got work to do here. We've got questions to answer. Now, off we go to Ian in Portland, Oregon, listening on Twitch. Ian, awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Hey there. First, I wanted to start off by thanking Trent for responding to my tweet the other day, shouting out because my friend is entering the Catholic Church, and that's in part because of a lot of the work and videos that Trent has put out.
Oh, that's
praise be to God. That's great.
You know, Trent's probably the best of all of us here at responding to tweets. I don't know. There's a, I don't know how the Jimmy can do it really well too. There's some of these people that they're just on top of it. So I'm glad he got back to you.
Yeah, but the other thing is, I am also a convert. I've been Catholic for about 4 years now, and something I realized the other day during the the Feast of St. Blaise, is that So even though I learned like a lot of the theology and philosophy, all these church teachings, I don't know a lot about the kind of devotionals that people who grew up in the Catholic Church are really familiar with. And I was hoping that maybe there's like resources or something where I could find out like, you know, about like the Feast of St. Blaise and the candles or some of the other devotionals that, you know, I know about the Litany of St. Joseph. But, you know, beyond that, I'm kind of ignorant.
Yes, Ian, I feel your pain. I understand what you're going through. I have now been Catholic. In my life, I've spent more time being Catholic than non-Catholic, finally. The first 16 years of my life, I was not Catholic. And then I was baptized and received in the church in my junior year of high school. And so now, finally, even just like a few years ago, more than half has been Catholic. So I have a lot of catching up to. I mean, I understand. I have read all kinds of theology, history, philosophy, canon law. But I will still compare when I'm with my wife and her family, they'll say some prayer and I'll say, hold on. How's that one go again?
It goes, our Father who art in heaven. you're familiar with that one. Okay.
I think you could give me a little credit on that.
It's
you do the meal prayer. You do the meal prayer. That's always a test. You do the meal prayer. And then it's like, does anyone have the add-on prayers at the end?
Yeah, praying for the souls in purgatory. People throw that one in.
For the souls of the faithful departed.
I'm already eating. They start a second prayer and I'm already eating. I'm ashamed of myself sometimes.
So you're right. Like different devotions, things like that. A lot of that, I would just encourage you, that will take time. If you surround yourself with Catholic friends and family and share time with them and going to liturgy and celebrating, you can enter into that. There is a book that just popped in my mind. I don't know if it would make sense for you, but it's more written for homeschooling moms, but maybe you would like it. It's called Catholic All Year. It's designed to have little activities to teach children about devotion and liturgical living. It's called Catholic All Year Compendium Liturgical Living for Real Life by Kendra Tierney. I mean, you could do this stuff. It's fun. Like for the feast day of John the Baptist, we give the kids fish sticks and like a little tomato head, and we use ketchup for the blood to show he was beheaded. And, you know, make a little fish stick man with beheaded. And here we go. Why do we do this today? Because of John the Baptist. Why was he beheaded?
Good for defending marriage.
That's right, exactly. So you might have some things there. If you give us your email address, I would be glad to send you. I think we have some book of devotions, maybe a 20 answers on Catholic living. It's not coming to me right at the moment.
Maybe. Can I add one, Trent?
Because go right ahead, Si. Yeah.
EWTN has an entire page devoted to this. So they built a web page called Devotions. So you can if you just put EWTN Devotions in your searchitizer, you'll come to that page.
Yeah. And so there's a lot. And then also I just asking your priests and other Catholics, like what is your favorite devotion? What kind of prayers do you like? Things like that. And you'll start to learn from others. But yeah, I would definitely recommend that resource from EWTN.
Ian, God bless you, brother. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, I got to encourage folks to call again, because I'll tell you what, the last few minutes, as we've asked, you have filled up the lines. And then it's like the tide coming in and the tide going out. The tide is going out again. So a perfect time to pick up the phone and call. I'll tell you where we are. We've got $54,000 of match money left to use up today. Our goal is $70,000 for the day. Jimmy's coming in for another hour. $54,000 left. Perfect time to call, because we're going to take a couple minutes break, and you can just pick up the phone, call. You won't miss anything on the air. And we've got 13 lines open right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Hey, if you haven't given before, as Chris Check said, maybe pick up the phone and just become a Society 315 member at the $10 a month level. or maybe come in at the $20 a month level and get a couple books, fine books, Pope Peter and Bible Mary. We'll send those to you at the $20 a month level. 888-291-8000. And also, as Chris Check said, we do need some of those larger donors because $54,000 of match to use up in the next hour, it's a lot. So if you maybe could come in at that $1,000, $2,000, maybe even a $5,000 level, God bless you if you can. 888-291-8000. Trent Horn, I'm sorry to be shuffling you off so quickly. It felt like it went really fast, but thank you. Enjoyed the hour.
Oh, happy to be here, Si. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jimmy Akin coming up. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000.